And now the star of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Didn't we just do this yesterday?
No, it's a week ago, 7 days ago.
Boy, time is just completely screwed up, isn't it?
Maybe
one day.
Maybe
one day
more for you, because you pretend to go to work every day, and I actually go to work every day.
Yeah.
So time's not so messed up for me.
You're working Monday through Friday. You're sticking to a routine.
Yep. Am.
And what happens to the station on the weekends?
It's still on the air.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really? Is it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, have you heard this argument that countries with female leaders are doing better regarding this,
regarding
this response to COVID?
Is that true?
That's what my wife says.
I know New Zealand has a female prime minister, and they did pretty good.
Why? Let me ask you this.
Germany has a female prime minister, and they were doing good, but not so good anymore.
Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't they, if it's true, why wouldn't a female station manager be doing better? I don't understand. I mean, isn't it pretty much management of a country, management of a station?
That's a mighty big
similar skill set.
Mighty big if.
Yeah.
Mighty big. What other female-led countries are doing so well?
I don't know.
The only one I can think of is New Zealand.
I don't know.
So sounds like you have a lot going on over there right now.
My wife needs to have these little tidbits to throw at me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. How do you respond to that? Hey, countries with female leaders are doing better. How do you respond to that?
Well, you can just like...
Well done. Thank you. I guess all you can say is thank you.
I would ask, which countries are we talking about?
I would... No! Jesus! Are you married?
Oh, is that wrong? Is that the wrong thing?
What the hell is wrong with you? To prolong the discussion?
Well, not prolong it.
The correct response is thank you, and then bolt out the nearest window.
Really? Is that how you respond?
That's how you respond. I've been married a long time.
Wow.
As you repel out the window, you yell up, you've given us all a lot to think about.
It sounds like you've done this a few times now.
Oh, a week doesn't go by.
Is it always about the pandemic?
No, it's about anything. You've given us a lot to think about as I run down the street.
Do you have ropes already laid out at the window?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, ropes. God, I've seen them. I've seen those ropes.
Ropes at every window.
I didn't even know what those were for.
You never know what room this thing is going to explode, you know, right, where the trap will be set.
Right, right. Hey, did you ever get the results of your COVID-19 test?
Yes, I got them today, 2 weeks.
2 weeks later.
What good does that do?
It does no good at all.
It's almost worse than not taking a test.
Yes.
Are people supposed to quarantine till they get the test?
No, the idea is that you get the results back pretty soon.
No, but if you don't, if it takes two, this is CVS. Are you supposed to be, you know, huddled in some closet for 2 weeks?
Oh, well, the Duane Reade tests come back right away.
Yeah. Well, they're 30% accurate. It's a coin that you toss.
So you got tested to relieve your daughter that you were COVID-free after you had an encounter with a maskless cop.
In Ohio.
Right.
But the two-week mark was... last Saturday, and that's when Julie felt I was safe.
Okay, so you're allowed to see your grandchildren again.
We didn't wait for the CVS test. There must be rapid testing available. I just couldn't figure it out. I just couldn't manipulate the Google, the mouse on my computer.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what you're going through, I've heard from all over the country.
It is
that it's taking longer and longer and longer.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if my wife is listening, but if a woman were in charge of the testing labs, the women were in charge of Quest Diagnostics, things would be a lot different.
I think if anybody was in charge right now, things would be a lot different.
You've given us a lot to think about. Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo, that's a good point.
Yes, I hear where you're coming from. Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo, brother. I love you.
So,
I love you, little Kenny.
So we have a we actually have a concept tonight.
Yeah, a contest. Yeah, finally, it'll be settled after 30 years together. The question of who is more interesting? Who's a more interesting person? Ken or Andy will finally be answered. I'm not saying I'm the most interesting person in the world. Far from it. But I do believe I'm the most interesting person on the air on WFMU.
In the world.
In the world right now.
Yeah. I would say I'm the most interesting person in the world who happens to be on the air on WFMU right now.
It is on,
brother. I would go so far.
It is on. And I think we've devised a pretty good method of divining who's more interesting. We need a caller, I guess. Are we doing one caller at a time or two?
Yeah,
three?
Let's start off. Well, it has to be an odd number, so let's start off with one caller at a time, and then build our
right.
And then jump to three.
And here's the idea: we get a caller on the air. What's the number that they should dial?
It's a brand new number, Andy. It's 201.
Yes.
209.
Hold on. 201. Go ahead.
209.
Hold on. 201, 209. Go ahead.
Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yes, I've got it. Go ahead. 201.
209.
Go ahead. Yes, got it. Go ahead.
936.
Hold on. Wait. I'm sorry. 201, 209. Go ahead.
93.
Yeah.
68.
Hold on. 201, 209. I'm sorry. Do that, the last four again, real quick.
9368.
201, 209, 93. I'm so sorry. 9368. Got it. 201-209-9368. Perfect. New number. Make a note. And here's the plan. You and I, we've collected the 15 most interesting things we know. Either stories that we've heard, stories that have occurred that happened to us firsthand, or facts we've absorbed over the years. Right?
I guess so. Yeah.
And you're going to. We're going to get a caller on the phone, 201-209. Oh, my God, I can't even read my own writing. 98, wait.
No,
201-209.
You're serious. Wow.
Go ahead. Just say it again real quick.
9368.
Yeah, that's it. 9368. So we're going to call her on the phone, and you're going to tease them with your fact. You're not going to tell them the story.
Right.
You're gonna, I guess, is the word billboard? Is that the verb in radio? You're gonna billboard your story.
Okay, you can use the word billboard.
Right. You're gonna tease them a little bit, and I'm gonna tease them with my story. And I guess it's kind of what people do, as you pointed out. It's what people do trying to get you to click on various websites and.
It's just kind of like audio clickbait.
It's audio clickbait. You're trying to entice listeners to.
And the deal is, whichever teaser wins, then
gets the point.
Gets the point.
And reveals their tidbit, their story.
Right.
And whoever loses must bury that story forever.
It must never be uttered on the air ever again. Ever.
The caller has to know that whoever they don't choose will never reveal the interesting, fascinating, scintillating anecdote that they're dying to tell.
Oh, and you know what we have to do also is we have to go back and forth. Like you go first on the first round, and then I go first on the second round.
You mean with our billboarding, with our teaser?
Yeah, with our teaser. You can't always go first.
I would rather go second.
I would rather go second.
Fine, whatever you want, Kenny. You've given us a lot to think about.
Don't rappel. Don't go out the window. Come on, Sammy. Okay. We have a full switchboard. Would you like to get going?
Holy Toledo. I love this show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait. Let's get three people then.
Okay.
Well, let's get a little panel, and it's majority rules.
Okay, hi. All three of you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hello. Caller one, caller two, caller three.
Wait, who's on the air?
You are. Oh. You are, sweetheart.
You're all on the air. Everybody's on the air.
And you all love the show, yeah. And you all can't believe you got through.
Well, let's make it two, though. How come you said you could only have...
Hello.
Well, we're calling an audible. We're changing the protocol.
What are your names?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Wait. Who the hell cares?
What's going on?
Hello.
Okay. Ken.
Oh wow, there's three of us.
Yeah, there's three of you.
Mute for now, Ken.
Yeah.
Mute
okay.
Hello.
Ken, by all that's
yes, holding, Andy. Okay. I've turned them down, Andy.
Okay. Good. What are your names?
Well, I want to make sure there's no double voting.
Okay.
So I'll go first, okay?
Fine.
Okay.
What is it? Tell me, you think you're so interesting? You think you're just chock full of interesting facts and anecdotes?
I think I can get more WFMU listeners to vote for my teaser than you can.
Go ahead. Oh, WFMU, that says everything yeah. right there. Go ahead.
I will tell the story of my worst LSD trip ever.
Okay. Okay, that's your... That's your teaser?
Yeah, it's my teaser.
Okay, I will tell the story of when a famous celebrity pulled a gun on me.
Okay. So now our panel votes.
What? Okay, let them talk to each other.
You three can discuss this amongst yourselves now.
And majority rules, which story would you like to hear?
I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah.
I'm thinking gun.
I'm thinking gun just because, I mean, LSD trip.
Yeah, one's time, is, one's. How can one be different than the other?
I'm saying gun. I'm down.
Looks like you won, Andy.
Well, we've heard from two, but I guess that means that's the majority. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a majority.
Well, we could be convinced, though, that it should be the other one if the other one speaks up.
No, you'll never get to hear my worst LSD experience ever. Never. It shall never, ever be told.
But someday Ken may tell you his best LSD trip.
They haven't voted yet.
Oh, you have not voted yet. Okay.
No, not me. The other person who kept saying hello, 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 who might not actually be there.
Well, he can't break the tie. Oh, that's my son, Evan?
Oh, yeah, wait. I didn't know I was on. I thought I wasn't there. Wait.
Are family members allowed to vote?
Wait. You would never. I would have known if a celebrity had put a gun on you. I'm calling BS.
Oh, okay. I'm switching my vote. I'm going LSD.
No, Evan, you weren't there. Evan, you weren't born yet. What do you mean you would have known?
Wouldn't you have told your son?
You can't accuse me of making things up. This is a true story.
It seems odd that you wouldn't have told your own son about a gun being pulled on you.
This is fishy.
I would not. I am not making it up. Why would I make up that? If I was going to make it up, it would be a grenade launcher.
Well, of course,
it would make it more interesting.
I believe you, Andy, but you have to convince our panel.
Okay.
Are they supposed to be true stories?
Wait a minute.
Wait,
I don't believe Ken ever. I don't even ever dropped LSD.
Yeah.
So you don't think he actually happen?
I'm not sure because my dad has three stories that he would say on, I'm sure dad having a dinner with a famous singer is probably the only story he has.
That's an excellent point, Evan. If this was a true story, don't you think you would have heard it a few times?
Isn't it possible, Evan, that your dad is a modest man? Your dad doesn't go around bragging about these connections that he's had or incidents like this?
He keeps talking about rat race.
Yeah, dad.
Wait, I had a celebrity pull a gun on me, an actual gun, a loaded gun.
Oh, yeah? Well, I had a robber pull a gun on me.
Well, but that's a different story.
But that's worse. Yeah. That's worse than a celebrity. The celebrity's never going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I can't believe my son now is voting.
Dad,
and voting against me.
Dad, if you talk nonstop about your Vespa,
okay.
I'm pretty sure you would mention that that you've been robbed by, that you've been, like, had at gunpoint with a celebrity.
It's well, time
my,
to vote.
Maybe my life has been more exciting than you could ever imagine, Evan.
It's time to vote. Evan, what do you vote for?
I'll go for Ken.
All right, thank you, Evan.
I'll go for Ken.
And the woman we have on the line?
Oh God.
Woman.
This is why I wanted names, Andy.
No, woman is perfect, Ken. What else
it's
do you
Pam.
Need?
Hi, Pam.
Oh, it's Pam.
I shouldn't have said that because now I'm in trouble.
Pam, who do you
I
vote
actually,
for?
You know what? I want to go with Andy.
Okay.
So now it's
now we have a tiebreaker.
And panelist number three, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go for Ken.
All right. I get the point.
Oh, Jesus.
So
I have a real story. No one's ever going to hear it. Evan, I'm never going to tell you this story.
Andy, is it okay for me to tell the story? Should I hang up on everybody first?
Yeah. Only Toledo. I love this show.
Okay, I'm hanging up on everybody. Thanks for your calls. Well, you don't care about this story. I should have kept them on the air.
Oh, for the love of God.
So I dropped acid on Halloween. 1 year in college, and I had forgotten that I had volunteered to work in the haunted house at my dormitory. So I was a very responsible person. So even though I was tripping balls, I went and worked in the haunted house. And what they told me to do was just sit in the dark and be scary. So I sat in the dark and I just screamed for 4 hours. And I got very much into character. I was hanging from the pipes. And then when I left, when I finally came out into the light, it was very, very disorienting and disturbing, and I wanted to drive my car very fast. So I was heading towards my car to drive very fast, and a friend of mine caught me and pulled me back inside. Are you there, Andy?
Yeah, it's just interesting. The word interesting can have so many different meanings.
Yeah, too bad we're never going to ever get to hear that story about the celebrity who held a gun to your head.
My son will never hear it. That's for sure.
I've heard it. I've heard that story.
I know
who the celebrity was.
I'm never telling it again. I'm so mad.
I will tell people that it was not John Tesh. That's all I'm saying.
No, John Tesh held a knife, not a gun. Here we are. We're at 201-209-9368. We need three more judges. You tell us when the phone bank's full.
I will. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Thank you, Evan, for turning the tide on that one. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. So now Evan's heard a really fascinating story about
illegal
and hallucinogenic drugs.
He's never going to want to do psychedelics now, at least not before he works in a haunted house.
What kind of role model are you? Now, especially, you know, kids are listening.
Well, what kind of role model are you hobnobbing with celebrities who point guns at people?
I'm not pointing it at them. They're pointing it at me.
Okay, we have
I'm an innocent victim.
We have another three panelists. Hi, what's your name?
No, we don't care about the names.
I care about their names,
it's
Andy.
It's man one, man two, and woman. That's it always is. That's every
am I man one or man two?
You're man one now that you asked. The first man that asked is man one.
Man one.
It doesn't matter. Here we go. I will go first.
You go first this time.
I have a fact that very few people know that could conceivably, literally save your life. It could save your life. You could be in a situation, and knowing what I'm about to tell you could make all the difference between coming home alive and being found dead.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. You can't top that.
Like, don't drink and drive, something like that.
No. It's interesting.
Stop, tap, and roll.
I respect the word interesting.
Okay.
I adhere to its the strict definition.
Here is my teaser.
Yeah.
I will tell the story of the WFMU DJ who became a hitman and committed murder. Okay, now, man one, man two, and woman one, you need to discuss this amongst yourselves.
Ken, for sure. I mean, we could stop, drop, and roll, and that would be a life-saving thing.
I don't know. It might be like a not an important fact. It might be the most random thing.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Mm. No one has any faith in me at all.
I mean,
my own son has set the standard.
I mean, giving the robber the money that has the gun pointed to you will save your life. I mean, that's pretty easy advice, but it wouldn't be
interesting. I have an interesting fact.
Interesting has a lot of definitions, though.
Well, I know. I understand. Okay, consider this. I'm a professional entertainer. I've made my living being interesting and telling interesting
stories. That wasn't
stories.
The story, though.
It's a life-saving tip.
Yeah, like, I don't know if like, I want to get my life-saving tips from a professional entertainer.
Like always wear a life preserver when you go on a boat. Something like that.
There's one. That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Don't go swimming for 20 minutes after eating.
That's interesting.
That's true. That's a life-saving tip. But it's a million and a half miles from interesting, but it's true.
All right, I think it's time to vote. Man one?
Ken.
Man two.
Have we lost man two?
Man two, are you with us?
Hello?
Okay, woman one. Which one do you...
I'm going to say, I'm a little interested in Annie's story.
You have to vote for one or the other.
No, she's not interested in either.
Oh, you're not interested in either. Well,
okay,
you still
so that's... Have... Okay, no, so I, that's... She is
rather,
not voting.
I'm interested in
okay.
Annie.
She's well, abstaining.
No,
okay.
No, she can't abstain.
No, she can because we've only have one man. Then the other man has bailed.
Okay, is there a third person on the line?
No,
with
we
us?
Don't. We don't need a third person. You've yes. won.
Wow, listen.
I'm
to
gonna
that.
I'm going to say Andy.
Oh, so we have a tie. So we need a tiebreaker.
Hmm. I have another person here that could.
Okay.
Not a listener.
Great. That other person one can be the tiebreaker.
Travis,
would
you rather hear a story of an interesting tidbit from a professional entertainer on how to that could save your life, or would you rather hear about a radio DJ who became a hitman and actually murdered somebody?
Oh, for the love of crack!
He said the latter.
Okay, I win.
I'd rather hear a story about a ladder.
2 points for me.
So sorry.
Thank you, panelists.
Oh. And by the way, before you launch into your story, Ken, can I just mention, you can all go to hell.
So in the 1980s, WFMU had a DJ, let's call him Frank, who was known on staff for having quite a temper. And he worked at a scuba diving shop in Edison, New Jersey. And the manager of the scuba diving shop was clinically depressed and had been asking all of his employees for about a year if they would kill him. And he offered a brand new Mercedes-Benz and $10,000 cash to any of his employees who would shoot him and kill him. And Frank took him up on the offer. And together they went out to the Round Valley Reservoir in New Jersey. And the boss of the scuba diving shop laid down on the ground. And Frank shot and killed him. And then Frank was so filled with remorse that he immediately went to the police and turned himself in.
I'm sorry. Wait, my mind wandered.
True
what
story.
Happened? Frank did what? He was depressed or something?
You missed it, Andy. You missed it.
I guess I did. It wasn't even his real name.
No, it was not his real name. All right, so
how
we need...
interesting can it be if any story has this phrase in it? Let's call him Frank.
Well, I can't.
There's an immediate disconnect.
Well, he's alive. He's still out there. I don't want to reveal who it was.
Yeah, that would make it too interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
He murdered once. He could murder again.
Who cares? No one. We're moving on.
Okay, phone number is 201-209-9368. We're playing Who is More Interesting? And we need three people on the line at once. And then
a woman and a man and another man.
Or it could be three women, too. We could do.
You don't even need a name. With this new policy of ours, you don't even need to have a legal name.
Well, Travis was other person. Other person.
Yeah, other person Travis.
Yeah.
Who secondhand, he heard the pitches secondhand and chose you.
All right, we have two calls. We're looking for that third call at 201-209-9368. The score is Ken 2, Andy, what is that? Oh, it's zero. Zero.
You are probably the most interesting man in the world, on the air.
Whoa. Wow. Well, I just had to hang up on three people because of that horrible noise. So call back 201-209-9368.
We could do it with one person.
We could.
We could do it with five people.
I can only put up to four.
Any odd number will work.
Any odd number. One or three, because it has to be less than four.
Any odd number or any odd person.
Okay, our new panel is on the air. Welcome, panel.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, here are the stories that you may want to hear. The story you don't choose, I'm just reminding you, you will never, ever, ever hear. You'll never have an opportunity to hear.
That's a hard sell.
It is. Okay. Now, I know something. I have an interesting fact about the British royal family that will change the way you look at them from this moment forward. You will never look at them the same way. And it will be very entertaining. Every time you see them on TV at some kind of event, you will remember this fact, and you'll be able to share your fact with your friends and your little buddies, your little hoodlum friends, and you will be the most popular person in the room for about 10 seconds. The most interesting person in the room.
You're kidding, right? This is your teaser?
Yeah, it's about the British royal family, but it's fascinating.
An interesting story about the British royal family.
Yeah, no one's tripping. No one's getting. No one's. No DJs are shooting other DJs. It's just interesting about the real world.
Okay. Here's my teaser. I have an interesting story about my hot water heater.
That's your teaser?
That's my teaser. Yeah, that's what I'm putting up against your British royal family story.
You're forfeiting this round?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
My son's not on the phone, so you're not getting an automatic.
I think it's really competitive, actually. I, for one, would rather hear a story about a hot water heater than a story about the British royal family. Okay, panel, you have to discuss this amongst yourselves.
How do you explain this, Ken? You're my best friend in the world, and I hate you so much.
I'm in for Ken's water heater.
Oh, shut up! You just go to hell!
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the women who are running the world that are doing better with COVID is interesting?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, honey.
Well, then I guess it's Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How are my family members eligible? It's just not fair.
I'm voting for Andy.
There you go.
Because I feel like I have heard the Hitman DJ story and the LSD story several times.
Exactly, Ken. Exactly,
years.
Ken.
So those weren't new words.
You're retreading them. You're not even embellishing or improving them.
This hot water heater story is brand new.
Oh, shut
this,
up.
This happened yesterday. It happened yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm still for Andy.
Okay. Man number two, you are the tiebreaker.
Well, I'd love to vote for Andy because I want to hear something from him. But the promise that I'll be the most interesting person in the room for 10 seconds isn't enough to sell me. I'm going to have to go with Ken and the water heater.
No! I really had something interesting. I really had the goods.
About the British royal family that... Not
I
possible.
Had the nuts. No. I had the nuts. You know that phrase from poker? I was holding the real cards in my hand.
You had
and
the
one
nuts?
Of them is a nine
yeah,
of water.
That's a real. That's a. In poker, when you have the nuts, it means you have the winning hand. You're holding the winning hand.
I play a lot of poker. I've never heard that expression.
Because you don't play real poker. You play with your cousins and nephews when on Christmas.
No, that's poker.
Ken, but you're the most interesting person on the radio show. On the radio, how does that feel? Like, do you feel like you finally have your place?
Yeah, I
so
feel.
So the listeners finally understand it's really about you.
Yeah, I feel like the emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
and
like.
They, and Andy's your backup. Like, you know, when you need a little something.
Thank you. My wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, panel.
Thank you.
We're going
thank
to say you. Goodbye. Well, Andy, you'll never guess what happened with my hot water heater. It's in the basement of my house in Hoboken, and a week or two ago, we had very bad flooding in Hoboken.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Is the story almost over?
Yeah, it's almost
over. Would you
say
it's half over now?
And you'll never guess what happened. The hot water went out. The hot water went out, so I figured that the floodwaters must have come up above where the pilot light was on the hot water heater. So I wasn't optimistic about going down there last night and trying to restart it. But wouldn't you know that I held the gas button down and then I hit the igniter and it relit.
You are evil. You are just evil to pitch that and then tell that story.
I won the point. It's
Shut up.
three points for me and
okay.
for Andy. I'm looking.
I want Beth to know she's not getting that royal family story out of me ever.
I don't know that royal family story.
No, yeah. You don't. It was fascinating.
Well, I don't find the royal family fascinating at all. That's the whole thing. That's why I went.
This would have really interested you, but now you've.
That's okay.
You just dealt another boiler story. Stupid boy.
Yeah, I'd rather have the point. Okay, we have three more calls. We're playing Who's More Interesting, Ken or Andy? Caller number one, caller number two, caller number three, you're all on the air. Welcome to our new panel.
Hello for Andy.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I think I go first, right?
Yeah, sure, fine.
Okay.
Did your shoelaces become untied this morning?
Huh? Oh, no,
I
I'm going.
Tell
I go,
your story, go ahead.
I go first.
Yeah.
I will tell the story about Iggy Pop's visit to WFMU in 1969.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's the teaser.
I will tell the story about the greatest, I don't know if our listeners are parents, but the greatest parental advice I ever received, and it was from Carl Reiner, the late, great, legendary Carl Reiner. Who just passed?
Iggy Pop.
Like you're serious?
I'm not a parent.
Okay, man number one votes for Iggy. Man number two.
Is that me?
No, you're woman number one. But who do you vote for? Woman number one.
Oh, I'll vote for Iggy Pop.
Okay. Man number one. Man number two. You could vote, but it's already been decided.
Yeah, sorry, been decided. Well,
why did I do any pre-production?
But man,
why did I think? Why did I even try?
Okay, thanks to our panel.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Well, Andy.
Oh God!
Did you know?
Oh God!
Did you know?
Yeah.
That in 1968 and 1969, one of our DJs was Danny Fields, the Ramones manager, and also the person who signed Iggy Pop and the MC5 to Elektra Records.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Yes.
Right?
And he brought Iggy.
50 years ago.
1969, he brought Iggy down to WFMU for an interview.
Yeah.
Iggy was quite strung out at that time.
Yeah.
And he ended up vomiting all over Vin Scalzo's sneakers. Vin was program director at the time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's the story.
No, I'm sure the story's about to turn a corner and enter Interestingville. Go ahead.
No, it entered Interestingville at the vomit. When I said the word vomit, that was the portal to Interestingville.
Yeah, I think your GPS is broken. All right. Great.
Three? I think it's 4-0 now.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm so bitter and mad.
You can do it, Andy. You can pull this out. We need three more panelists at 201.
I now suddenly, for the first time, understand why Nixon kept an enemies list.
Why?
I'm going to start my own.
Why?
I just feel like it tonight.
You can't remember my name? Is there anybody else on your enemies list?
Man one, man three, woman one.
Man, listen to that thunder.
Yeah.
Is it thundering where you are?
It is raining, which is a lot more interesting than the last story you told, your 50-year-old Iggy Pop throwing up story.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We need one more call for a new panel. We're playing Who's More Interesting, Ken or Andy? And I'm winning 4-0. All right, here we go. Caller number one, caller number two, caller number three. Welcome to our new panel. You're all on the air.
Cool. Oh, my God, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, you're all so lucky.
I'm in.
Okay, then we're all in, right?
We're all in.
Yes, we're all in.
Do I go first, Andy? No.
Doesn't matter.
It does. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it about murder.
Make it about murder. Let me see if I have another one about murder.
Yeah.
make it about vomit.
I'm not just to help you out. I'm not interested in murder.
I'm out of vomit and murder stories. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if it bleeds,
how
it leads.
Could you possibly top that last one? A man threw up 50 years ago.
Okay. I will tell the story of the three times I was arrested.
Great. I will tell you a fascinating fact about clowns.
About clowns?
Clowns.
All right, Andy, you're so adorable.
I'm saying getting arrested.
Yeah.
Wait. You got arrested three times.
Three different times. Yep.
But those arrests happened to Ken Friedman. My fact about clouds is something that you could experience yourself tomorrow.
That's it. I could go home and experience myself soon. Did I lose you?
I know something about clowns that I find fascinating.
It must be
about
really, really
clouds.
Clouds. Clouds. You know, like, as in Joni Mitchell. As in Both Sides Now.
Andy, change it to clowns. Change it to clowns.
Clowns is my big finale.
You've looked
at... this arrest, does it involve drugs or nakedness?
I can't tell you. You have to decide.
Oh!
There's three different arrests, so you have your chances are good that one of them is what you wanted me to be arrested for. It's
so
not just
get tasered.
It's not just one arrest. It's three different arrests.
Did anybody get tasered?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go with the arrest.
Okay, man number one voting for the arrest.
Better make it good.
Woman number one. Woman number one, are you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you vote for?
The arrests.
The arrests, okay. And man number two.
Yes.
I think I know what Ken got arrested for. Nudity, and probably illegal parking. I'm going to go with Andy's clown story.
Ah, okay. Thank you all.
Well, it sounds like you've won a game.
I will take the point. Well, Andy, I love the fact that I get to tell you the stories alone. Because you have to listen.
I think I've heard most of these stories already.
Okay, when I was 16, I was arrested in a shopping mall in Florida for stealing a leather wristband. And I got arrested, actually, when I returned it, because I felt guilty.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 18, I was arrested on Route 80, actually on Route 15 in New Jersey, for stealing the sign to the town Kenville,
yep.
Which I wanted to hang up in my room.
Yeah.
And when I was 30, I was arrested for assault because I was screaming at my landlady through her front door.
Okay, you're going to look up at a cloud tomorrow, and you're going to say this. I know there's something interesting about clouds, but I don't know what it is.
I'll just listen to that song, Both Sides, now.
Okay.
You really don't know clouds at all.
No, you don't know clouds at all.
You don't know clouds!
Because the vote was 2-1 against knowing clouds.
I just want you to get 1 point, Andy. I just want you to get one. It's not fair. This isn't fair.
All right, fine.
Okay, we need a new panel. The phone number is 201-209-9368. And we're playing Who's More Interesting, Ken or Andy? The score is 5-0.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to bother saying who has 5 and who has nothing. It's kind of self-evident, I guess.
Well, if you did say it, it would be the most interesting thing you've said all night.
Who has 5 points, Andy? Who has 0 points?
You have 5 points. I have 0 points.
And we have one call. We need two more.
I'm good to go with one call.
For the next
I trust
round.
My one call.
Okay, we'll go with one call. Hi, you're on the air. You are our sole panelist.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
You're a focus group of one. I can tell you something interesting about Elvis Presley, something you don't know about Elvis Presley that I think is fascinating.
About Elvis?
Yeah, about Elvis.
Okay.
It's got to be. Okay. My story is the story about the song, one song that got WFMU taken off the air for several weeks.
Ooh, that's a very difficult choice, I do have to say, because I know some things about Elvis and some things I don't need to know about Elvis.
Yeah, peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I think that's about it.
Well, damn! I also I feel like I might have heard the story of a song before. Huh. So I'm going to flip a coin, and we'll decide it that way.
Good strategy.
All right. Heads is Andy, and tails is Ken.
Oh, my God. This is what it's down to.
All right, Andy, you got a point. You got a point, Andy.
I don't want to take that point.
Thank you, caller. Well, now we're going to hear an amazing story about Elvis Presley. Go ahead, Andy. Tell us. I can't wait what it is.
Well, I learned this a while ago, but I was interested to learn that he was a natural blonde.
What?
He was blonde. He was born blonde. He was blonde when he was younger, and he dyed his hair from the age of like 18, 19. Used shoe polish even.
What?
Elvis Presley.
You've blown my mind.
Shut up.
Are you serious? No, that really is amazing.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm...
That's just that wasn't even my best story.
How come there's no pictures of him ever with blonde roots?
There is. If you Google Elvis Presley blonde, you'll see pictures of him as a young man.
Oh, but lots of people are blonde when they're kids, when they're little
kids. No, he dyed his hair all through his life.
So why no pictures of him with blonde roots?
With blonde roots?
Yeah, you know, after you, you know, like...
I can't answer that question. I don't know. Maybe there are.
We'll see. I'm going to Google for pictures of Elvis Presley blonde roots.
Fine.
Congratulations on your little point.
Fine.
All right, we're playing Who's More Interesting, Ken or Andy? We have three
My
more panels.
My cloud fact was 10 times more interesting.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to our new panel. You're all on the air, all three of you.
Woman,
oh,
man,
I was
man.
To see
Thank
if you
for calling.
Listen
Thank
the thunder
you for listening.
More.
Yeah, do you hear the thunder?
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
I think that'd be great. And it would give Andy a chance to, like, I don't know. I'm going to let someone else go because I've already called.
No, that's fine. You're on our new panel here. Okay, let's see.
All right, I have an interesting fact about the word almost. As in, I am almost winning this game. Almost.
Andy, you need to tell a story, not tell facts.
Oh.
Almost?
That's well, your problem.
My stories. No one wanted to hear my stories.
There was no story.
I had a number of stories all queued up, and no one chose them.
Oh.
I still want to hear the story about WFMU getting taken off the air.
Oh, no, we shall never tell that story because it lost.
Can I Google it?
No, it's probably not on Google. Okay, so Andy has a very, very interesting fact about a word. And my story is the most disgusting thing that ever happened in WFMU's stairwell.
Oh, I know that already. I'm going to vote for Andy.
Oh, no, I'm voting for Ken.
Okay, woman number one votes for Andy, man number one votes for me. Man number
I'm voting for Ken.
Okay, I'll take the point.
Oh my god.
This is really disgusting. I don't even know how I'm gonna tell it. There's a condition, Andy.
Ken, why don't you just begin every show with listing bodily fluids and get it over with?
Oh, this is not a bodily fluid.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, this is not a bodily fluid. There's a condition known as encopresis. Do you know what encopresis is?
Please tell me. I'm keen to learn.
It's defecating in public places.
Yeah.
And one morning at WFMU, I came in and was overwhelmed by the stench, and I discovered that somebody had committed encopresis in the WFMU stairwell.
Yeah.
And to hide the evidence, they took the giant portrait of Bill Haley.
Yeah.
And leaned it in front of where they took their dump.
Wait a minute, that portrait of Bill Haley is still up on the wall.
Quiet.
What the hell?
It wasn't touching it.
Yeah, oh dear God. How close does it have to be before you toss it?
It has to be touching it.
That's the rule at FMU.
That is the rule. It's in our encopresis policy.
Yeah.
It's written down. You agreed to it. You signed it when you came on the air.
All right, so someone took a dump in the stairwell. That's your story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the most disgusting thing that ever happened in the stairwell.
You've lived a charmed life, if that's the worst thing that you can think of.
I won the point.
Yeah, you won the point.
Oh, I forgot. You had an interesting fact about a word. I forgot. I love interesting word facts. Okay, we're playing... Who's more interesting, Ken or Andy? Andy's coming up from behind. The score is 6-1.
It's hard to be interesting on demand, is what I've learned.
And our new panel is on the air. Welcome to the air, all three of you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Man one, man two, woman one.
All right. So do I go first? I guess
is this
so.
Representative? Do we have about a... one-third of our listeners woman, female?
Yeah, that actually probably is about right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's generally...
My wife is refusing to call in.
Oh, damn.
Sign of intelligence.
Okay. I'm going to tell the story of the famous musician who tried to steal records from the WFMU record library but was caught. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have, let me think, hold on. And I know something very interesting about Jim Morrison's estate, Jim Morrison's will when he died.
Ooh.
There was something kind of quirky about that.
What is it?
You'll have to vote for your friend Andy.
Let's hear about Jim Morrison.
Okay, and woman number one?
Wait, am I woman number one?
You are.
Oh, I don't really know who that is, so...
Yeah, he's really old. He's, yeah. He's like he's a fossil.
She's not going to know who that other artist is, right?
Oh, my God. That's my response. Oh, my God. I didn't even in a million years expect that.
He was in Peter, Paul, and Mary, or one of those old bands.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Jim.
And so anyway, woman number one, which one are you going to vote for?
I didn't hear the first option. What was the first
option? The first one was a semi-famous musician who tried to steal records from the WFMU record library.
Wait, the word semi
but was
new.
Caught.
The word semi is new.
If she doesn't know Jim Morrison.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
know. I guess that one then.
Okay, so she votes for that one. And we have a tie. Man number two, you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, if she doesn't know Jim Morrison, this is going to blow her mind.
Well, now, I was going to say, Andy, step up your game, because most of these have been pretty lackluster in terms of teasers. But I'm going to have to go with you this time, Andy. Let's hear it.
All right, then.
All right. Thank you to our panel. Going to hang up and get ready for the next round. Andy, you got the point. Tell me this fascinating story about the Lizard King.
Yeah, the Lizard King, Jim Morrison, founding member, lead singer, The Doors. Okay, so Jim Morrison married a woman, Pamela, I'm going to make it, Corson, just before he died of a heroin overdose, a drug overdose. So Jim Morrison married her, so his estate went to her, correct? It goes to his wife. She inherited the rights, the intellectual property to his share of the Doors songs, right? Which
right.
is a valuable thing to own.
Yes.
But then get this. She died a few years later of also drug overdose, heroin overdose, right?
Yeah.
So who inherits then her estate? Her parents, back in, they're farmers. They're in rural, they're in the Midwest in the United States. They inherit her estate, so they are suddenly getting royalties, millions of dollars, of these Doors songs. They never met Jim Morrison. They never liked Jim Morrison. They hated Jim Morrison. They think he killed their daughter.
He did.
Right?
He did.
He probably wasn't a healthy relationship, but it goes to show you that you never know when someone dies where the chips will fall as far as inheritance goes. So this farm couple somewhere in the Midwest, this God-fearing all-American farm couple, is getting money for Light My Fire suddenly, and they're rich.
I can't wait for the end of the story.
And that's the end of my story.
No, the end of
the story. Oh, I'm sorry. And then they threw up in a stairwell. There, saved it.
All right.
With that last minute
embellishment. All right. They threw up in a stairwell.
They traveled to New York City, traveled to Jersey City, and threw up in Ken's stairwell.
Okay.
Suddenly it's an interesting Ken Friedman story.
All right. So this is the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker round.
It is? Wait, I've caught up?
No, not really. I just was trying to get your hopes up. It's 6-2.
Oh,
and we have time for one more round. And,
hold on,
And the phone number is 201-209.
I want to go on record. My best stories were not heard tonight.
Same with me.
My A material got buried.
I know. I'm dying to find out about that interesting word. An interesting fact about the word. I think it was almost.
Oh, God, I hate you.
We need one more call at 201-209-9368 to play
just
the final.
Tuning in, we're ending the longest hour in recorded history.
And we're playing Who's More Interesting, Ken or Andy. The score is close, 6-2.
Just put somebody on the air. Just put a caller on.
Oh, we have a panel. Welcome to all three members of our new panel. You're all on the air.
Hi, you all love the show. You all can't believe you got through.
Hey, Andy, that celebrity that pulled a gun on you, that was Tony Shalhoub, right?
It was not, and you'll never know.
No,
and
it can never
go to hell.
It can never be discussed again.
Will never be mentioned again. All right, here's my new fact. Here's a fact. I noticed something last week. I noticed something that the song Whiter Shade of Pale has in common with the song Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen's classic Bohemian Rhapsody. They have something in common.
Whiter Shade of Pale and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my teaser is I will tell you the stupidest decision I ever made as WFMU program director. It led to more complaints than any other decision I ever made.
Okay.
And now discuss it amongst yourselves.
Well, this is an impossible choice, I think.
It
are
is.
Are we still
it
talking is. About almost?
Yeah, because they're both so stupid.
I like music, so I want to hear Andy's story, but Ken's is interesting, too. This is a problem that would cross a rabbi's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Woman number one, what's your vote? Man number one, what's your vote?
Almost.
That's not up anymore.
Okay, then. The stupidest decision.
Okay, man number two, your decision.
Why, you guys have put an interesting twist on the word interesting. I will go for Ken's story.
Okay, man number three.
Well, no, it's already two. It's already two votes, well, Ken.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Oh, I want to hear Andy's.
Well, it's too late. You can all go to hell.
Go to hell, everybody. Thanks for
is
playing.
Is it the chord sequence?
The chord sequence. Is
no,
it,
you'll never know.
Is it
you'll
the chord
never
sequence?
Know now. And I'll never mention this again. Ken, what was the stupidest decision you ever made as station
the
sister?
Thing that I did that led to more listener complaints than anything else by far was cutting an hour off of the Sunday morning reggae show. Changing it from 9 to noon to 9 to 11, and then putting Glenn Jones on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. instead of noon to 3. I got over 100 complaints.
Dear God, who cares? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You can all.
Exactly. That's my point.
I hate you. I hate our listeners. You know, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know interesting if it crawled up your nose and died.
Wait, was that interesting? Was
no.
that interesting that crawled up my nose and died? Oh,
that
my
would be
God.
More interesting.
Hey, we have a great show.
I'm going to take my seven interesting stories to the grave.
We have a great show for next week, don't we?
These will die with me.
Next week, it's our songs that go to number 11, the songs that you love to sing in your car when you're alone.
Oh, yeah, right? That's right. Oh,
that's
yeah, that is a good. That was my wife's idea. Yeah.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks, Andy.
Fine, thank you.
See you next week. Well played, my friend. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to 7 Second Delay. Coming up right now, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.